This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello, this is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
Brian Berkowitz here from New York, and welcome to Shooting Spaces.
Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Yeah. And we're going to do a one of our favorite features. But first, let's see what's going on with you.
Not much.
How's everything going?
You know what? You just said like our little tagline we started off with, a real estate photography podcast. And I'm almost thinking like maybe we should drop that because we have, just thinking out loud, you know, talking out loud to you.
That's fine. Let's start over again.
No, we don't have to start. We could leave this on the air. Oh, I was going to leave it on the air as a conversation piece, but.
Oh, so they're going to see us bantering.
Yes, but you ruined that by saying, okay, let's start again.
No, we did. I didn't. If we're bantering, I could have said that anyway. So let's leave
that's
it in.
That's true.
People got to sit through this. Well, you make that decision, Brian.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody enjoys our banter because, and I know, Rich, you love the word banter whenever I use it. But, you know, it's funny, Rich, I know you like the Grateful Dead, like I do, and all those jam bands. And, you know, if you ever listen to some of those old tapes or CDs from some of those old shows, a lot of times the track before they start playing, like right before a set starts, they call that track banter, where the band is just bantering with each other. So there's my banter reference. Anyway, now that
it's gold. And when people look back on us when we were big and famous, though,
sure,
I remember when they would banter. But anyway, we'll discuss whether we're going to leave the tagline in or not. Maybe we'll get some email from our fans about that. So
yeah, now that we bored everyone to death.
Totally bored. They're probably clicking off as we speak.
Sure. So we have our first Ask the Guys episode of the season this week. But before we jump into that, let's say a little word from HD Photo Hub. Provide your clients with the convenience of ordering online and scheduling with HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for real estate photography businesses. With HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious admin time with the all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photographer payroll, and so much more. Check out hdphotohub.com to find out more. Now I can breathe. That's a lot of words.
Good job.
Hey, I was always good at my reading in class. All right, cool. So we have an Ask the Guys question, the first one of the season. But on that note, we don't have many more. So as you guys are listening, if you have some questions, please shoot them over to us. Excuse me. You can submit them on our little widget on our website, shootingspacespodcast.com. You can even record it on your phone if you want and just email it to us or text message it to us or however you want to get it to us. We don't care how we use it. We just need a recording. So,
and you could put the name of your business in. You can props for yourself and get your answer by either us or we might bring in the heavy guns and ask it with a guest that specializes in that. So anyway, it's a good feature. It's free. It's quick. It's easy. And we're happy to do it.
All right, cool. And we have a cool question because although we got this question a few months ago, I actually saw a similar topic to this in one of the groups a couple of days ago. So I will play it and then we can get into it. Here we go, Rich.
Hello, my name is George Shubin. I'm with Picture That Property in Oregon City, Oregon. And my question is in regards to, how do you deal with owner occupants in the residences when you're out shooting? We've been struggling recently because of COVID and all the restrictions that are happening, that people are working from home and kids are doing school at home and all that stuff. But they're obviously usually in the way of our work, even though they don't necessarily mean to be, but they tend to be. So we're scratching our heads as to figure out how to encourage the realtors to encourage their clients to leave while we are there. And we were wondering if you guys had any ideas. We were thinking maybe a fee or something, or is that even really something we should do? I don't know. But if you can discuss a little bit of that, that'd be great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, George, for that question. It's a great question. And I saw this topic on the groups a couple of days ago. But before we get into it, I will just say my first thought is fee will not be a good idea. Don't go that route, in my opinion, but we'll get into that. Rich, I mean, I'm sure this is something you face all the time. I face it nonstop. Majority of the time for me, the homeowners do not get in the way. They usually, you know, they're downstairs or they're in another room, and they do their best to stay out of the way. But, you know, there are those occasions where they feel the need to follow you around and talk to you. You know, you have a lot more residential real estate experience than I do. So let's hear from you first. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah. You know, I'm really familiar with this, but I've been doing this so long, I've kind of gotten over it and found my mojo, my swing and how I deal with people. But it really goes under the category of clarification of expectations. And you really need to, and I urge people to do this early in your relationship with your particular clients, all of your realtors. And you want to just talk to them and say, hey, by the way, I do this, I do that. And I don't work well with people following me, for one. That's the main thing. And it's really a delicate subject. So you're going to have to take the ball here. I don't expect you to get upset. I don't expect you to try and pass off a charge, because that ain't going to go over well.
Doesn't that put the realtor in a kind of an awkward situation where you say to the realtor, hey, I don't work best with the homeowner up in my business. And then they're caught in this situation where they now have to come to the to the homeowner who they're working for technically and say, hey, I'm bringing my photographer in, but lay off his back in a nice way.
No. It's also the agent's going to do the same thing I'm going to do. They're going to take it delicately and appropriately. That's, I don't think, a problem, but I'm really just letting them know. And I also said to them, I don't do well if you're following me around, you know, and it's just, you've got to have a way of talking to people that, you know, the way they are, that will go over best. It's just business. But I think it's got to be said that, you know what, I understand if people have to be there, but it would be really, really helpful if they weren't. Now, for COVID, I found it the other way around. I found that I had more leeway to say, I really need the owners out of the house. I'm going to be wearing a mask, but I can't have people there while I'm working. And that was a safety health issue. And that worked really well, because I had nobody, especially the first year of COVID, I had nobody at the house when I shot. They would leave. And I would make them leave 30 minutes before I was there shooting. So in that case, I did make rules and I stood by them. And it was to my ultimate benefit, because I didn't have anybody there. But it is something that is, each house and each client will be different. Now, if you've got kids there working and stuff, try and get them to talk to the agent first and say, let's see if we can get them to leave. Leave and take the kids for a walk. I mean, how long is it going to take? An hour, hour and a half? That's one great excuse.
Or that should be done with the scheduling process. I mean, I think it's the agent's responsibility to tell you, I'm scheduling you for this shoot just so you know, the kids are being homeschooled, they're going to be home. And then you can work with the agent at that point and say, okay, let's schedule something before or after their classes, because we need them out of the house.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think that it just kind of is something that becomes a flow and one of your things, how you work with your clients, that it won't be a problem later. And I know it sounds like you've got a business and you're trying to figure out how to really prep this for the future. So again, I would say, and I don't think it's going to make your agent uncomfortable and put them in an awkward spot, but I think you should discuss, you know, it's really, really helpful if I don't have people there, and whatever we can do to try and get the people to go for coffee or have it scheduled when they're not there. You know, I understand sometimes they've got to be there. I worked around a baby and a mommy and a daddy and trying to clean up, but they all did go out for coffee. So it took me a little bit, and sometimes I shoot some rooms I say to them, well, what rooms are ready and what rooms won't anybody be in? And then, because they also might sometimes have to move things and stuff like that. These are all, you know, it's unfortunate, but these are just just what we deal with. So I think there's a part of this that's there's only so much you can do, but you can. I have prepped my agents to know that they can say, you know what, to their clients when they're scheduling a photographer, we've got this great photographer, but he'd prefer if the house was empty. And I understand that won't work for everybody because also people don't want to have somebody alone in the house. So the agent will be there. But you know what? It's something I think usually works itself out. And sometimes it's a minor inconvenience for me. Sometimes it's a real major inconvenience. Now, what about shooting a rental property with a client, a renter that doesn't want the house to be sold and is pissed off at the agent and is making it known to you? Have you ever shot a house like that, Brian, where you've got this guy in his robes sitting in the living room with his feet crossed, eating a bowl of cereal and will not move?
Not only did I have that, but I had that times two. So basically it was an older couple and they were going through, well, I shouldn't say older, probably, you know, 60s, 70s. And they were,
you mean my age?
Yeah. I didn't say you did. And they were going through a divorce and,
oh God.
No, it gets better. So the husband did not want to leave the house. They were divorced. They were split up. He was living in the basement and she was living upstairs because it was his house, quote unquote, and he didn't want to leave it. So he had the downstairs as his territory. The wife put the house on the market. He was not game with that, although he knew it was happening. So I went down to shoot the basement, which was his property. And he was, like you said, you know, in his bathrobe with, I don't know if he was eating a bowl of cereal, but, you know, sitting down watching TV. And he said, I'm not moving. And, you know, I'm caught in this situation because I'm basically caught in between this quarrel between the husband, the wife, and the realtor. You know, the realtor's trying to work and get the house sold. The husband's not letting them. Then it's a mix. And I don't want to get involved in that. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'm either going to shoot it with you in it or I'm just not going to shoot it. And I asked the agent, I'm like, he's not moving. I'm not getting into it with it. It's not my place to do that. Do you want me to shoot it as is? Or and shoot areas to avoid him, or do you not want me to shoot it at all?
What do you say? What do your agent say?
Shoot it and avoid him. He didn't care if I shot it. He just was stubborn and just didn't want to move, you know, because he was not happy with the decision his wife or his ex-wife made. So he was
The exact same situation, a divorced couple that's not amicable.
Okay. I'm sure. I mean, all of us who've been doing this for a while, we've all encountered everything. So I don't think it's that uncommon. But yeah, always fun stuff. Yeah. But I had an idea when you spoke a minute ago, when you said, and this happened to me too, during COVID, it was the perfect excuse to kind of say for my health and concern, please get out of the house in a nice way. and people had no problem with that. They understood it. You're going to wear your mask for the remainder of the episode.
It's my COVID tribute. Okay.
Perfect. We should get a little Shooting Spaces masks and wear them whenever we,
how's this?
Whenever we, broadcast. So my thought was, what if people, and I haven't done this, so I can't say this will work or won't work, but why don't you sort of use that as an excuse and say to your agents, hey, look, when COVID happened and I was getting, you're laughing before I even tell you my idea.
I have COVID. I'm coming over. I have a COVID. No, I got everybody out of the house.
That's not what I'm saying. Well, you can say, you know, during COVID when I was shooting houses, I was requesting homeowners out and they had no problem. And the results were quicker time on site, much better photos, and much happier clients. So based on my experience of what happened in the height of the pandemic, this is my suggestion for our shoots going forward. And I think I'll be in and out of the house quicker. I'll be able to deliver you more photos. I'll be able to focus more on what I'm doing and you'll be happy in the long run. And you sort of use the COVID experience as a way to try to get them out of the house going forward and say, hey, you know, it worked so well before. I think this is how we should continue because it's going to just make us all happier in the long run.
You know, I go over this in the course a lot in my residential real estate course.
You got a course?
You didn't know how to course?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. How do we do that? Yeah.
We haven't stopped talking about it for 2 weeks.
I know. And people are like, shut the hell up about your goddamn course. Anyway, listen,
we got mortgages to pay. I think
we have mortgages to pay and it's entertaining. Hello. It's us. Yeah. Anyway. I think it's the way to do this is to talk to your agent and make it sound like it's their idea or make it sound like it's to their benefit. And you're ultimately doing it for yourself. It's a way of looking at things. And how are you going to benefit yourself? It's like trying to get rid of not having to shoot a garage. You at the beginning of your relationship with your agent, you go, I normally don't shoot garages unless they're really, really nice. Are you okay with that? And they'll go, because you're the expert on it. They'll go, yeah, no, I think that's fine. Or powder rooms. I don't normally shoot powder rooms. Are you okay with that? Well, they might, like my clients say, I need my powder room shot. So I always shoot powder rooms. I shoot all the bathrooms, but you might set yourself up for that. You might set yourself up for several other things, but you make it sound like it's to their benefit. And I think it's the same way with the agent talking to their clients, you know, make it sound like to the owners, it's going to go a lot quicker, a lot smoother. And the photos will ultimately be better if you're not there. If I can take you out for coffee or we could do that. And if you need me to be there, I'll be there for you. And just tell your agent, you know, I don't work well with you following me around in the house. I've actually told agents right during the shoot. I said, you know what?
Get the F away from me.
I don't mean to be rude, but I need to focus here and I can't keep talking. And they get the hint and it works really well in the future for that.
Now, what about, and I know a lot of us residential real estate.
Preparation guide too. You can do the preparation guide.
Yeah, you can add that
and
in.
It's one of the things, add that in.
Make sure the homeowners are out of the home.
Yeah, just set yourself up for success, you know.
Yeah, well, what about the concept? And I know a lot of us residential real estate photographers don't have contracts and specifically don't have contracts for each individual jobs because there's so many of them. But one thing which I think is essential is, if you're not going to have a contract for every job, at least have a contract at the beginning of a new relationship to cover all shoots going forward. Or at least if you're not going to even go that far, at least have an email to your potential new clients going over your terms and how you like to work and just have them agree. So there's stuff there and including that into your contract. And you don't have to be a stickler to that. You don't have to walk into a house and see a homeowner and be like, I'm walking out. But just it just plants the seed in their head that and you can explain yourself, say, you know, I require the homeowners to be out of the home for an hour and a half while I do it. In the long term, it's going to end up benefiting you. I'm going to be able to work quicker, more efficiently. I'm going to give you a better product without any distractions and throw it in there. And like I said, you don't have to be a stickler. You don't have to walk in and see homeowners and walk out of the house, but at least it plants the seeds that they know you'll deliver a better product if you have no distractions while you're there.
And then you don't have to do like no soup for you, soup Nazi, man. You could just, you know, don't be a stickler, you know, do your best and things change. And I think most important in business, you got to be flexible because you should value your clients and they should value you. And it's all about relationships and conversation. And I'm very copacetic, super copacetic with all my clients and everything works great. And I have these issues sometimes. And sometimes I want to say, you know, the house isn't ready. Damn it. How can I'm not going to shoot this or this and that, but you know, I always take a breath, deep breath, because it's usually not so bad. So, you know, although sometimes it's really, really bad, but
For sure. I mean, I don't know your workflow when you get onto a property, but just to give some insight as to what I do, you know, I usually come in and if the homeowners are there, which is more often than not, I usually just quickly in a minute and a half, 2 minutes, explain to the homeowner and the agent, if the agent's there, after I kind of take a look at the property, like my plan for the shoot for the hour and a half, you know, I'm going to start here. So while I'm on the main floor, if you guys don't mind going upstairs and hanging out either in your bedroom, wherever. So I have the run of the floor to myself. And then when I'm ready and finished here, I'll let you know, you guys can come back down and I'll go up. This way there's no distractions and, we'll be on separate floors. This way they don't have to get out, but I know they're out of my way and I can go and do my thing.
They can go in the garage. I've had agents take them in the garage with chairs. They put out lounge chairs. They can go sit in the front yard or the backyard.
Go to the shed in the back.
It'll go in the shed in the back. Yeah. It all works out, you know, and I understand.
Utility closet in the basement. Just hang out there for a minute.
You don't want to go in that closet, man. Oh my God. I opened up I could show you a picture. The agent yesterday said, okay, you don't need to shoot this. You don't need to shoot that. And no need to shoot bedroom number three. And I'm like, okay, I'm curious now. And I open up the door and I could only get the door this far open because it was everything in the world. I don't know how they got it in there because they couldn't open up the door, but it was like the whole house was in this one bedroom.
I was picturing something much different in my head when the agent told you don't go into bedroom number three.
That was my perverted mind taking over. Oh yeah. Geez. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've shot safe rooms for drug lords. There's one house where near where I live. It's famous too. A lot of people know about the house and it was owned by a drug lord. And, you know, I'm like, what's this keypad for to the agent? Oh, actually the homeowner. And she goes, oh, you never heard the story about the drug lord? Anyway, I shot so many rooms. How many things have fallen out of drawers or things that are not supposed to be seen? And oh gosh.
Well, at least falling out of a drawer is at least they're trying to clean it up a little. I mean, I've seen stuff just lying around on the bed, on the floor. Anyway,
just the fun of being a residential real estate.
Sure. So, George, I mean, I don't know how much that really helped. Hopefully there was some insight. But the biggest keys, I think, are... like you said, Rich, clarification of expectations.
Yeah. And I want to just say a little word from our buddies over at iGUIDE. Are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from a click of a button with the state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system. Get your first 5 iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code shooting spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. Be sure to visit goiguide.com to learn more.
Rich, I think for next read, you should read them in Spanish.
I would love to be in Mexico now. I'm working that. Yeah. No,
you can do a little Google Translate before the episode and just give us a little Spanish word.
We need to do our courses in Spanish too.
We got an email about that. I have to look into that. But as we close out, there was one thing that George asked that I kind of touched on at the beginning a little bit and said I would go back to it, but we didn't. And that he asked about charging a fee if the homeowners are there. And I said at the beginning of the episode, I think it's a bad idea. And I don't know if you agree with me, Rich, but I think that's just setting you up to lose clients very quickly.
Yes.
You know, if
don't give your clients another excuse not to hire you.
Exactly.
Always make it work for them.
Well, make it as easy as possible. You know, you saying to your client, you know, I'm not comfortable working with homeowners home. So if the homeowners are home, I'm going to charge you a fee. All you're doing is telling your realtor that you're difficult to work with. You know, that if you don't have everything perfectly set up and in line for you, then you're not going to take a job or charge a fee. And, you know, part of what we do is showing up at random houses every day and bumping into obstacles that most of us have seen before somewhere or another, but there's always new obstacles that we face every day and learning to deal with them. And homeowners being home is not a rare obstacle. It's something that every one of us deal with on almost every property. And most of us, I think at this point, know how to deal with that. And if you can deal with a homeowner at a property, you know, just explain to them, like we said earlier, just explain to them nicely, like you work better without it. And that's your preference. And I'm sure that'll go over much better than charging a fee because,
Easier to get honey, bees with honey than Vinegar, I don't know, something like that. But just be nice. We should all be nice and try and, you know, work together. And I wouldn't put my foot down and stamp my feet for anything regarding that. So I would not charge. I think we both agree. Don't charge a fee if somebody's there. That's kind of crazy. But whatever.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I think, Rich, that almost about wraps it up. Any closing remarks we want to touch on? I mean, I said it earlier, ask the guys, send them in. We need them. And now that our courses are kind of launched and the hard work from that is done from you and I standpoint, Rich, we're going to start getting back into maybe putting together some webinars. You know, all that stuff was put on hold for a while because we were just so busy with releasing the courses. But now that that's sort of in our rearview mirror for the most part, the work that has to be done to release them, at least, we're obviously back here with new episodes and we will hopefully try to get some webinars going. So, you know, we would love some feedback and ideas too. If people have ideas for webinars, we want to hopefully in the near future, maybe do some video editing webinars or something along those lines. Cause I know a lot of us photographers are now starting to shoot video and incorporate video. And it's obviously hard to teach somebody how to edit in a webinar, but at least learn theory, some theory and stuff that people can maybe incorporate into their editing workflow. But if anyone has any other ideas for webinars or guests that might make a good webinar. We're always looking for something new or unique that we can bring on and hopefully offer everyone some valuable content.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, now that we've sold a lot of these, you're getting a lot of good feedback. I see from your courses, people are happy with it, huh?
I'm really shocked. I knew it was going to go well, but, and I think the biggest part is how well they're produced, how good looking the sets are, the videography, the camera work, really, just top notch. And that was the big one for me because I wanted to stand out from my YouTube channel. I wanted to make it just well worth your time and your money to go that direction. And people have said they just like having everything in one spot. You don't have to go search different videos.
7 years of YouTube videos.
7 years of YouTube videos. That's enough to shoot me.
Yeah.
But it's all in one place. And it is really cool, too, where you're watching something. You come back to it. It knows exactly where you were. So it's a really nice feature that we used. And, you know, I'm sure. I think we've said Jordan Powers produced it and Jordan did a great job in that. We were in Mankato, Minnesota and a small town and we had a good time.
It was nice, you know, coming from New York City to go to like a small little town where the entire town is like a half a mile and everything's in this small little town and nice change of pace for me, but it was fun. A couple of days there. Yeah. Not used to.
So it's been going great. I'm really, I'm happy we finally did it because I've been planning on this.
Well, we've been talking about this for a couple of years and it's a good thing
I'm glad we did it together under the Shooting Spaces umbrella. That was a big part of it too.
Yeah, I'm happy because I did this. We spoke about this. I was very, for people that don't know, I was very reluctant about doing a course like this just because of the amount of work involved, but you and Jordan somehow convinced me and, happy we did it. It's paying off. And, you know, like you said, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, which is good. You know, you're always nervous when you release and put something out there like this. And especially like for me and, you know, for the sake of being honest for a second, I was actually very nervous because my course is much shorter than yours. Even though, you know, it's kind of geared towards a little bit of a different audience, my course and your course, mine is much shorter and my videos are much shorter. And I also talk extremely fast being from New York. So I was actually nervous that people were going to say, well, is this course just too short because you talk fast and your videos are only 3 minutes or 4 minutes, whatever it is. And the whole thing is only 3.5 hours. But the feedback that I've gotten, which kind of is very reassuring because I was nervous about that, is that people actually like that. You know, there's no fluff. It's straight to the point. There's no beating around the bush. I go in, I tell you what I'm doing. I tell you my thought process, do it, and then move on. And then the same thing, rinse and repeat. So for all those that have seen it, that like that, awesome. And for those that wish they were longer, sorry, I talk quickly. And with that, Rich, I guess that about wraps it up. Oh, if anyone's interested, learn.shootingspaces.net. I guess we spent 5 minutes talking about the course. We should tell people how to check it out. And with that, Rich, before I close out, I'm just going to give a final word from our sponsor, PhotoUp. Who doesn't like free editing? Do you like free editing, Rich?
I love free editing, Brian.
Yes, I love free everything. I'm Jewish. Anyway.
No Jew jokes. Come on.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, our bonus, sorry to PhotoUp for cutting this off. I thought I'd tell this story. When Rich and I were in Mankato, Minnesota, and we recorded our bonus episode, which released, I think, 2 weeks ago, we started a second intro as a joke. And I have to find that footage because it'll be funny to release that onto our blooper reel that we released called Two Jews and a Camera. And we started a fake podcast with a little intro to Two Jews and a Camera. But nevertheless, I digress. Who doesn't like free editing? Rich and I do because we're Jewish. PhotoUp is now offering $100 of free editing to Shooting Spaces listeners.
I'm sorry, PhotoUp. Okay.
You're done?
Take two.
You're done?
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Look
I'm
the other way.
Muting my mic.
Okay, look the other way. I got to cover my camera with my Word document so I don't see you. Who doesn't like free editing? PhotoUp is now offering $100 of free editing to Shooting Spaces listeners. You can choose to work with their team of trained editors starting at just $1 per image, or choose to work directly with an editor to have them learn your specific style. Don't need editing help? PhotoUp also provides virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, and website design and development services. PhotoUp even offers specialized virtual assistants starting at $7 an hour. Perfect if you're looking to add an assistant to help with admin and marketing tasks. Head over to photoup.net/shootingspaces or click the PhotoUp link on our Shooting Spaces website to redeem your free $100 credit. Or simply mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits to try out any of PhotoUp's services. Again, photoup.net/shootingspaces. And now that I got through that, no problem. Rich, as always.
And I will say one thing. I want to say one thing to everybody out there. We've had the same sponsors for 3 years, and they are, I will say this personally, they're great people and great companies. And I just want to say thank you for all of our sponsors for putting up with us. And that's a good example of what you got to put up with Rich and Brian. But well, thank you all for so much for joining us. And, you know, as you go about your busy day, getting clients out of the house and children out of the way, you know, just remember, always leave time and room to go shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.